If you're a fan of fall weather, pumpkin spiced anything, and Halloween movie specials, then October is usually the best month of the year for you. From candy grabbing to turkey gobbling and beer guzzling, it's a month full of changing leaves, scary stories, and superstitions. Grab your pumpkin spice lattes and cozy up with a blanket. It's time to talk about Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th isn't necessarily a flashy superstition, like throwing salt over your shoulder or breaking a mirror. But that may be what makes it the most terrifying. For many, the day serves as a bad omen that consists of nothing but bad luck. The ominous feeling of dread is enough to keep people tucked away in their beds all day. This fear of Friday the 13th actually has a name. Periscopitocotriophobia. Yeah, try saying that 5 times fast. The superstition is one of common knowledge, but really, where did it come from? Local metaphysical practitioner Patricia Hutchinson explains.
Well, you know, I've been reading about Friday the 13th, and it only because I was reading something on Coast to Coast about Friday the 13th and the connection to the veil between the physical world and the realm of spirit being thinner. It's something to do with the approach to Halloween, but also the connotations behind Friday the 13th are about spirits and, you know, ghosts and poltergeist and hauntings and all those things. But typically, Friday the 13th goes back to the superstition of, you know, Jesus dying on Friday the 13th. The other thing is that the day before he was crucified would be Holy Thursday, was the Last Supper, where there were 13 guests, and the 13th happened to be Judas, who actually was the one who was, the belief is that he was the one who told the Roman soldiers where to find Jesus. And, you know, he is connected to the 13 being unlucky. So it's both the 13th disciple, Judas, and also the fact that it is believed that Friday the 13th is when Jesus died.
According to some theorists, there's no written evidence for a Friday the 13th superstition before the 19th century. The earliest known documented reference in English was in 1869 in the biography of the Italian composer Gioacchino Rossini. Apparently, Italians regard Friday as an unlucky day. Rossini also believed 13 to be an unlucky number. If this is all the case, the fact that he passed away Friday the 13th of November must be of no coincidence. In the most interesting theory, many believe the superstition stems from Norse mythology. In Norse lore, Friday was considered to be a day for Freya, one of the goddesses. However, when the Norse and Germanic tribes converted to Christianity, the goddess was exiled to a mountaintop and labeled as a witch. Many believe that every Friday, the spiteful goddess would meet up with 11 other witches alongside Satan himself to plan twists of fate for the next week. Seems like the kind of conference I don't want to get invited to. But is it truly unlucky, or is it all simply an act of coincidence?
Well, it's only what we tell ourselves, isn't it? Because logically, it doesn't come up to the scrutiny of neuroscience. Because it's not something that can be proved in hard science. Some people just believing that it's going to bring them luck can actually, you know, engender luck by thinking that. And so it goes back to the brain. And so it's a difficult one to answer, because some people are very, very firm about their superstitious beliefs. But, you know, I try to take the more balanced approach to things. So I don't know. I don't think conclusively I can answer that. It's just that it is so deeply ingrained in some cultures and religions and some people's personal makeup that it's just one of those anomalies, a phenomena.
Superstitions are widely held or chastised beliefs in spiritual explanations that are based off of the outcome of events. You can choose to believe them or not, but do believe that being wary is always the safest bet. I'm McKenna Rubens, and this is Evolution 107.9.